Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shabbat Shalom to my brothers and sisters out there in Babylon Talk Radio Land. I hope you're doing well. It truly is indeed a blessing to be with you and have another day. As one of my brothers said, we got another day to get it right. This is Brother Elder V. You are tuned into Blueprint for Life. And before I say anything else, let's go before our Abba in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Heavenly Father, so many are burdened today. My brothers and sisters that are spread throughout the four corners of the earth, but may their hearts and souls be lifted, refreshed, and resurged before we even think about going into another week. I thank you that this is the one day that you set aside and hallowed, made it Kodesh, sanctified for us to enjoy and to worship and praise you. I thank you that we have 6 days to do what we want, but this day we worship you. We praise you. May my brothers and sisters begin to understand even more so the importance of worship and praise throughout the four corners of the earth. May we find solitude in knowing that our hope is in you, these statutes, these laws, these commandments. We thank you for the Ruach, and we pray today like David, cast us not from your presence, but renew a right spirit within us and restore the joy of our salvation. We know our sins are ever before us. We know we're not perfect, but we thank you that we have you, and we thank you that in our weakness, your strength is made perfect. We thank you that your word says, count it all joy. We thank you that you said in all things and for all things to give thanks. And that's what we do today. Help our minds to be focused on you. May the words of our mouth, meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. I thank you that there's healing through your statutes, laws, and commandments. I thank you that there's protection in your statutes, laws, and commandments. Be careful to give your name all the praise. It's in the name of your dear son, our brother, we pray. Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. All praises be unto you. So be it. Amen. I want to thank my brothers last week for coming on, Brother Tony and Brother Ray. Brother Ray did a great lesson. Brother Tony supporting him. I appreciate it. While I took some time off, every now and then I pull back as well to try and get myself refreshed. But I listened to that broadcast. It was great. Haven't been with you, but we're here with you today. I and Sister Tama, she's going to help me out a little bit today, some reading. But it's just a blessing to be able to fellowship through this medium so that we can still somewhat assemble ourselves together and remember the Sabbath, the Shabbat, which is today. We don't do Sunday church because Sunday was never hallowed, set aside, blessed and sanctified and made Kodesh. It was the seventh day. Sabbath, Sabbado, Sabbaton, however you want to say it, it equates, means seven. It was after 6 days of creation that he blessed that day. And he took a rest. So today we rest our minds, we rest our spirits, and we rest our fears. I want to talk about that a little bit too. I have to deal with this too. You know, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect, but there's a lot of tension and concern in these streets with a lot of our people about what's to come upon this earth just because of a new presidential selection. And that's not supposed to even be our concern. The main reason why it's not our concern, and before I get into the other parts of the lesson that we're going to get into, is because simply, let me go there. And you know the scripture, but you walk right by it. Hebrews, Psalms 1:1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That means we're not even supposed to listen to the counsel that these heathens, these Gentiles, are placing upon us, because these policies that they're creating are being created to destroy our families, the family of Israel, Yasha'ala. These policies are put in place to keep us in our place. This world has set taskmasters over us. They're called police officers now, and they're called politicians now. It is not for us to walk in their counsel, but for us to walk in the counsel of the Most High, because Psalms 19:7 makes it clear that the law of the Most High is perfect and it converts the soul. The rest of that scripture says, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. It is not for us to even worry about going in the direction they go, stand the same place they stand, or even sit in certain seats to entertain change from them that we think will help our community. It's not going to happen. The only thing that's going to help our community, our people, are the Ten Commandments. And then as we grow with the Ten Commandments, we start to learn about the other 600, because the laws were only given unto the Hebrews. You cannot be a follower of Yeshua, whom this world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, unless you're following exactly what he did. And people want to think he was a Christian and that he kept Thanksgiving and Christmas. But no, he was going to the Feast of Dedication and Passover and keeping the Hebrew customs. That's what he was doing. And we have people that are caught up this morning and on Facebook and getting caught up into arguments about who's Hebrew, who's Christian, who's the foreigner, who's going to sojourn with us, who can be included, who can be counted. And it's a lot of vain talking. The reason being, 2 Timothy 2:16, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. We don't even have any business getting into vain babblings and discussing things that aren't going to be fruitful. Now, we know he said in all thy getting, get an understanding, but it's not when you start just going over and over certain things. And I just noticed that right before I came on, that there was a lot of vain babblings. And I caught myself before I got too involved, because this is the Shabbat, for one, and our focus is supposed to be on the laws. But there's too much contention, which becomes a distraction, and it's just only deflecting us from growing in the truth, because at the end of the day, all we can do is be humble, try to do better by ourselves, and try to bless other people. See, the agenda is Isaiah 58. Lift up your voice like a trump in Zion and show my people their transgressions. So we have a duty to call people out, and that's it. If you continue to read the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter, you find that he said a lot of you fast for the wrong reasons. He said the true blessing, the true fast, is to not turn your head when you see somebody homeless, mm-hmm. to not turn your head when you see somebody hungry. And then the blessing in that is that he said, if you will do these things, take care of the homeless, the hungry, and not turn away or shun them, then you can call on me and I'll answer you right away. And you'll have healing in your body. He said your health will spring forth. So a lot of times we don't understand why we're sick, why we go through things, because we're neglecting other people and we're too focused on ourselves. The argument, the hatred, the bitterness, and the unforgiveness that we have for our own family members sometimes, our own brothers and sisters, our Hebrews. So it's a tough enough walk for us, but there's glory in it. Second Corinthians, the 4th chapter, tells us that the stuff that we go through is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Scripture also says that because when we see him, we shall see him as he is, and we will be converted. We'll be just like him. I was discussing with my brother last week. What do you think it means when he says, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? Meaning, will I find people that have been waiting, holding out, keeping my commandments, and living like me? That means he's going to come down and look around. That means he's going to come down and look around. There was another thing that we discussed when we were discussing that scripture. We discussed the fact that you had to remember Abraham pleaded with the Most High to not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, if you could find 50, if you could find 30, how about 20 and even 10? You better just get Lot and his family and get them out of there, because you're not going to find nobody. So yeah, the Most High was looking and he knew. He's like, no, there's none. And that's the same way Yeshua is going to come back, trying to see if there's any. So the whole world is being converted to think a certain way. Gay marriage is okay. Go to Sunday church. Compromise. Compromise. That's why I did 2 weeks of Stand Your Ground, because a lot of people are going to lose their faith because you're going to just blend in. That's what you want to do. You want to blend in with society. You want to fit in. You're going to lose your way, because you're going to get swallowed up with the cares of this world. This reminds me of a scripture. Give me 1 second. I got to find the scripture. Those engaged in this warfare can't entangle themselves with the cares of the world. I believe that's in Timothy. But it says if you're going to be engaged in this warfare, you cannot entangle yourself with the cares of this world. And you know I'm being so passionate about this morning because not only do I know that the racial tension is becoming very high and that the hatred for a lot of Hebrews is being, it's very obvious, it's blatant. You know, I had somebody blatantly call me the N-word and pull out the cell phone and start recording me because they thought they would incite my wrath so they could put me behind some bars. But that's going to increase, Hebrews. It's going to increase. I got some good news for you, though. We're going to get to that. I got good news for you because, you know, he is our habitation of justice. So we have to use wisdom in this hour and find ourselves poised as we keep these commandments, statutes, and laws. We have to poise ourselves. We have to change our posture, which is why we talk about Psalms 19 and 7. The law of Yahweh, our Elohim, is perfect, and it converts the soul. So that conversion has to be your posture changing, because there are some people that really hate you, and they're going to start letting you know. But we remember that we are not to go out in that direction. Before I cover one of these laws, because I feel like I'm already into this, I didn't plan to just go straight into it like this, but hey, I'm in it. Let's look at Isaiah 42. Since I'm in it, I got to give you this scripture because I don't want to just teach a lesson of concern, or fear, but I want you to be aware. You want to read that, Isaiah 42 and 1. Listen to this. Listen real good to this.
Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect.
Behold, my servant, I uphold, my elect. He's talking about the Hebrews. Who's his servant? It's you who are keeping these commandments. How do I know it's you? Because Jeremiah 1 and 5, I think, went one of my favorite verses. Before you were formed in the belly, I knew you, I called you, and I sanctified you to be a prophet unto the nations. You didn't choose him. You didn't choose to keep these commandments. You could be just like everybody else, going to Sunday church, not reading the word, and letting a pork-eating pastor preach to you, and you never read the word throughout the week. And never know anything. You could have stayed blind. That's my point. But for some reason or another, he quickened you to say, no, something's not right. There's more to it than this. You're not going to just tell me the Old Testament is done away with. You're not going to just tell me the commandments are done away with. You're not going to just tell me because of Peter's dream I can eat all the pork and crab I want. No. Something's not right. There was a ruach, hakadosh, that quickened you and made you study and say something's not right. So that's why I know that's you. Isaiah 42:1, when he said, my servant, who are mine elect. Read the rest.
In whom my soul delights.
In whom his soul delights.
Put my spirit upon him.
There we go. He said, I put the ruach on you. I breathed into your nostrils. Read the rest.
He shall bring forth a judgment to the Gentiles.
There we go right there. The ones that have been called, breathed into, and summoned back to the commandments are the ones that are going to bring judgment upon the Gentiles. Their day is coming. All we have to do is hold out. We can't fight with our hands. We can protect with our hands. Don't get it twisted, because Yeshua told every man to buy a sword and be ready. We can protect what he's given us with our hands. But it's not fighting time yet. That's why I said, stay out of the street, stay out of the way of sinners, don't do all those things. Read the rest. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Verse 2, he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
Did you hear that? That right there is saying we're not supposed to be out there protesting. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard. That's telling me you got to be mild-mannered. You got to be wise. You got to keep your eyes on everything. When he said watch and pray, But he said, you don't need to let your voice be heard in the street. Our people are upset, but they're taking the wrong approach. Isaiah 42 is making it very clear. We are his elect. We will bring judgment upon the Gentiles. Let's read the rest.
Verse 3. And bruised reed shall be not break, and the smoking flax shall not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth.
He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. In reference to us, we will bring forth judgment unto the truth. What is the truth? The statutes, laws, and commandments. I don't have the precept right now, but it tells you truth. Well, you already know Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he is the law, the commandments. He is the word. He said, I am the word. I am the way, the truth, and life. And it said that we're going to bring forth judgment by bringing forth the truth. It said when Yeshua, in Revelations, it tells us that when Yeshua, who you call Jesus Christ, when he comes back and he returns with his mouth, with the truth, he's going to just be destroying armies by just speaking truth. How powerful is the truth? I'll tell you this. This is how powerful the truth is. The Most High is the ultimate representation and demonstration of truth, and no man can look at him and live. You got it now? No man can even look, example of truth, and stand and live. We can't do it because we're full of sin. We're flesh. So do you understand how powerful the truth is? When you tell somebody the truth, you take a stone off of you and you put it on top of their head because people can't handle the truth. Let's read the rest of this.
Verse 4. He shall not fail nor be discouraged
mm-hmm.
until he has set judgment in the earth,
mm.
and the isle shall wait
for his law. He shall not fail. He's talking to us, us Hebrews. Listen to us. No, we can't even get discouraged. We have to keep going. We get weak. I get weak. We get discouraged sometimes because of the cares of this world. But he's saying right here, because truth is going to prevail. It's going to come. Truth is the law. We're not worried about these laws that they keep changing. Man shall think to change times and laws. They keep perverting it and twisting it. Whoever thought that the whole White House would be painted like into gay colors and your president would pass that bill. I heard one brother say that president's probably sitting up in the White House smoking a blunt in his pajamas, signing all these laws that's working against the Hebrews. They got so many laws set in place, and now Donald Trump going to enforce them. The NDAA law, that means they can detain you, they can arrest you, and they don't have to never let you out. That's set up for internment camps. The other law that says that we're going back into slavery. And then there's debtor's prison. And I could just go on and on of all the laws that have been passed that you have no idea about, but these are man's laws, so we don't even get discouraged. If we don't keep these commandments, which are our protection, if we don't do it, we're not going to be able to stand. But if we keep these commandments, we'll be able to claim the rights of Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of him, he is my refuge and my strength. And then you go all the way down to the bottom and it says 1,000 are going to fall on our left, 10,000 at our right. There may be a nuclear war that we see. There may be radiation fallout. But if you are keeping these commandments, you will be like Lot and his family. But the key there is don't be like his wife and think you're missing out on something by keeping these laws and look backwards. Don't let your loved ones keep you from moving forward by looking backwards, trying to bring them with you. Do you know Lot got to stepping and his kids, they just kept stepping. They're like, I'm not looking back. You said, don't look back. I'm not looking back. So let's keep reading Isaiah 42 because it's encouragement in this hour. Go ahead.
Verse 5. God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness.
Yes, there it is again. I've called thee in righteousness.
And will hold thine hand,
mm-hmm.
and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles.
There we go. Sometimes I guess I start talking, I get ahead of myself, and the scriptures just confirm what I just got through saying. But we are a light unto this world. I'm not excluding them. We're a light unto them. But we're also going to be used to destroy the Gentiles that hate him. We will destroy them that hate him, because there are people that hate the Most High. Now, forget it. One of these gay pride parades, there was one of those lesbians or whatever had on a T-shirt and said, I'm going to hell and I'm loving it. Can't wait. I know I'm going to hell. Do you understand that Luciferians and Satanists feel like they feel like Satan got a bad deal? They want to know, like, why do the Hebrews get grace? Why did Yeshua, HaMashiach, come to restore the Hebrews, but Lucifer didn't get another chance? He just got kicked out. This is what the Satanists teach. They figure Lucifer is the light bearer. He's the good one. The Most High is the bad one. This is the foolishness that they teach, and people actually believe this. So when I say that they hate him, they hate the Most High, and they hate you if you love him. Pretty soon, with ideologies that worship technology and science, they're going to say, we are in the way because we are antiquated. Our thought process is old. We still believe in heaven and hell and all this, and there is none of that. It's all about science. And the scripture speaks about how men in the New Testament, I'm sorry I don't have it written down, but how men would worship science and worship themselves and worship their minds and worship their creations. This is why you got clowns going to get a new cell phone every 6 months. Have no idea how many kids over in Southern Africa are being killed for the one mineral that they use to make these cell phones, and they have to mine for a penny a day to get this flint type rock. The name escapes me right now. Excuse me, Catan or something like that. And people are so into the tech boom. This whole world is pushing towards science because they want longevity, but it stems from the top, from Satan trying to get man to worship man and be angry at the Most High. So we are the light. We will not get discouraged. We will continue to be a light because he said, I've called you into righteousness. You didn't call yourself. He said, I've called you into it. So every day we strive, we worship him by letting him know we're moving in his direction. He's the only one that can keep us. And he said, I have given thee for a covenant of the people. People want to talk about covenants, which is Jeremiah 31 and 31, Hebrews 8 and 8, but we are the covenant. And it says it right there in verse 6. I have given you for a covenant. Powerful stuff right there. Let's read verse 7.
Open the blind eyes.
That's what we're supposed to be doing. Didn't Yeshua say we would do greater things? You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You shall cast out demons. That's right there in Isaiah. It's in Matthew. It's in the Gospels. But go ahead.
To bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Verse 8. I am the Lord.
Ahaya.
That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to any graven image.
Mm.
Verse 9, behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things I do declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
How marvelous is that? He said, former things are come to pass. And the new things I declare. He said, I'll tell you about these new things before it even happens. Do you understand the position that we have, the luxury of having, by having a relationship with the Most High and keeping his commandments? This is your insurance right here. This is your policy. These commandments, these statutes, these laws, When he says that we would bring people out of darkness, our words of truth break yokes. When you pray for people and you tell them the commandments, it breaks yokes. I had a chance to minister to my brother about a couple of months ago, and I've seen almost a 360-degree change because of the things that the Most High told me to tell him. And I remember my wife was riding with me, and I said, hurry up. I need you to dial this number real quick. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Because the Spirit told me, I need you to do something. And I need you to use these words. And so what happened? I became a conduit for the Ruach to speak through me to the darkness that was on him and break the yoke. So the words of truth can break the yokes of burdens and darkness. And he's saying all of this to his special servants. And who do you think those are? You who are keeping Shabbat, statutes, laws, commandments, who are hungry for them, who won't go with the status quo, who don't give a damn, excuse my French, about Trump, Donald Trump, or Hitlery. No, it is you that are concerned about what does the word say? What scripture is that? These are powerful promises. Just read the first part because all of 42 is good. I could be here all day, but let's go ahead into verse 10.
Verse 10, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea and all that is therein, the isles and the inhabitations thereof.
And that establishes the importance of praise. This is actually from 10 all the way through verse 17 is actually a song, and it's a song of praise. And I need you to understand the importance and power of your praise, because he inhabits the praises of Israel. That means he lives inside the very praise and songs and words that we give him. He shows up, and in the presence of Yah is the fullness of joy. And the only way he shows up is when you just get happy and start singing in your house, beating your drums. I love Brother down the seaside, Brother Vertus, every time we come to his house, he got the music blaring and he's dancing, doing his little dance until he break out in a sweat. And he don't care what nobody got to say or what they doing. But that's why we blow our shofars. I got my drum. I started to beat my drum. That's why we beat our drums. That's why we do what we have to do. You know, I have to hear the music of praise unto the Most High because it's our weapon right now, and it's our encouragement. But we know Israel is a hard-headed, stiff-necked, stubborn people. You read verses 18 and all the way through, you find out how stubborn we are. So let's understand that the importance of what we need to do is keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments. Ephesians, the third chapter. Hallelujah. Let's see. I'm not going to do that one. I just wanted to do an encouragement right there. My lesson is brief for today. Let's go ahead and read about, there's something that we want to bring out, thou shalt not. The law I was going to do before I got into the lesson, because I just jumped into it, was, give me the dictionary thing that you have right there. Thou shalt not steal. And that was going to be the law that I was going to take out. And I think because we just look at that one and we'd be like, that means don't go inside Safeway and steal a Snickers. So, but it's a lot more, it gets a lot more in depth. So that's coming out of Exodus, of course, Exodus 20 and 15. And we focus on the statutes, commandments, and laws, but sometimes we just actually look over the 10. Read that definition that you have found right there.
So, thou shalt not steal. It's a category that derives from Exodus 20 and 30, saying, you shall not steal. It includes within both outright robbery as well as various forms of theft by deception and unethical business practices.
Deception and unethical business practices. Is there more?
It also includes kidnapping, which is essentially stealing a person.
Deception is a big one that we have. I want you to look at this deception. Don't deceive people into thinking that you keeping these commandments, that you're doing okay, that you know more than them. The deception, that's the part I want to focus on, is that thou shalt not steal. Because it's so easy for us to be, we know about, you know, false business practices, and that's talking about how we treat Hebrews, how we treat Israel, how we work amongst each other. And there's a lot of deception in a lot of these camps that have thrown the people off track. I was telling somebody, there's a thing called COINTELPRO. There's a lot of implants within Hebrews, just like they had them in church, just like they had them how they destroyed the Black Panthers. But there's people that are here to create deception, because you have to understand, these Zionists knew that we would begin to wake up at a certain time frame. Now, because it was the Most High's plan, they knew they couldn't thwart it or stop it. But since we can't stop it, what we'll do is create controlled opposition. What does that mean? We'll make sure that we know we can't stop them from waking up into the truth, as a lot of us are doing, but we can alter the direction that they go in to make sure we throw them off. So create a bunch of rabbit holes. Create a bunch of YouTubes. Create a bunch of crazy camps. Pay off a lot of these leaders so we can cause further confusion, to the point of some people saying, I'll just stick with the Sunday church because y'all just as crazy as them Negroes.
Mm-hmm.
Deception. So we got people breaking the simple 10 all the time and don't realize how they're doing it. I like to talk about it because people just read the 10 commandments and they don't really break it down and understand. Bearing false witness. And that simple as gossip. And this whole world pushes gossip. Everything is about gossip. TMZ and YouTube and Facebook. Everybody's gossiping about the stars and what happened. It's all gossip. The whole world is gossiping. The newspaper thing. It's all about starting gossip. And he told us in the 10, don't bear false witness. We're not supposed to do these things. I'll talk about it. I'll let it be in our lives, upon our lips. Just making a point. Analyze. Since you're being called into this truth, into this faith, analyze what you're doing on a daily basis and treat people how you want to be treated according to Isaiah 58, because it's where your blessings lie. We're all ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all on that same level. We all have a responsibility to do something. Go ahead.
And we must always remember, it's not about how someone treats us that's going to matter, but it's going to be what we do and how we treat them that we would have to be
right. Responsible
for.
Right.
We're so quick to point the finger that he or she did this and that, but what did we do? What did we do to cause the problem? Or
right.
If we did nothing?
Right.
But at the end of the day, the judgment is going to fall upon each one of us. So if we have unforgiveness in our hearts, we have malice, bitterness, downright anger, let that be removed by the power of the Most High God. And let us enjoy this journey which he has given us, to bask in the sun, rain, or whatever the weather conditions are, in our homes, outside our homes. We are the children of the Most High God. And if that doesn't give you joy, then I don't know what will.
That's right. That's right. So that was it for that particular thou shalt not steal. That's all I wanted to say about that. I want to read something which kind of bears witness with this all this going back and forth. Who's on the chart? 12 tribes. Who's what? Do Gentiles come? This and that. I just want to read this. I'm just going to read this. Ezekiel 47:22. And it shall come to pass that ye shall divide it by lot for an inheritance unto you. And to the strangers that sojourn among you, which shall beget children among you, and they shall be unto you as born in the country among the children of Israel. They shall have inheritance with you among the tribes of Israel. And it shall come to pass that in what tribe the stranger sojourneth, there shall ye give him his inheritance, saith the Most High, Yah. All praises to the Most High.
Okay.
All right. Listen, the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Israel, Quam Yasha'ala, let's rise and let's recognize our inheritance and keep the faith so that we will have a right to the tree of life. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I'm gonna put on a